Chapter 17. Amy's Will. While these things were happening at home, Amy was having a hard time at Aunt March's. She felt, for the first time in her life, how much she had been loved and cared for at home. Aunt March never gave her many words of encouragement, but she did try to be kind, for the well-behaved little girl pleased her very much. She really did her best to make Amy happy. But what terrible mistakes she made! Amy was quite worried with all the rules and orders, as well as the aunt's many long talks. Amy had to wash the cups every morning, and clean the spoons, the teapot, and glasses. She then must dust the room, then Aunt March's bird must be fed, the dog combed, and 10 trips a day upstairs to get things for Mrs. March. After the tiresome work, she must do her lessons. Then she was allowed 1 hour of exercise or play. Lori came every day to visit the little girl, and after dinner, she had to read aloud and sit still while the old lady slept, which she usually did for an hour. The evenings were the worst of all, for Aunt March told long stories about her youth. These stories were so dull that when the old lady was finished, Amy was always ready to go to bed, intending to cry all night, but usually went to sleep before one tear filled her eye. During her time at Aunt March's, Amy became dear friends with Esther, Aunt March's French servant, who had lived with Aunt March for several years. Esther was Aunt March's dearest friend, and told Amy some quite amusing stories about the old lady. Often she allowed Amy to look at the old lady's jewelry, and to examine and arrange these things gave Amy great satisfaction.
"I wish I knew where all these pretty things would go when Aunt March dies,"
Amy said one day, looking over the jewelry. "To you and your sisters, I know it. Mrs. March has told me. I was present when she wrote her will, explaining where all her things would go if she dies."
"How nice, but I wish she'd let us have them now," observed Amy.
"It is too soon for the young ladies to wear these things. I believe Mrs. March will give you the green ring you love so much when you return home, as she approves of your good behavior and charming manners."
"Do you think so? Oh, I'll behave so well if I can only have that lovely ring. I do like Aunt March after all."
From that day on, she was more obedient than ever, and the old lady was quite pleased. Esther spent a great deal of time with the little girl and saw how upset she was at not being near her family, and so she offered to help Amy to build a little chapel in her closet, where Amy could go to pray and think about her family. Esther was sincere in the advice she gave to the girl, as she was quite fond of her and felt a great deal of anxiety for the sisters. The little girl was very sincere in all this, for being left alone away from home was quite difficult. She tried to forget her miseries, keep cheerful, and be satisfied with doing right, though no one praised her for it. In her effort to be very, very good, she decided to make her own will, as Aunt March had done, so that if she became ill and died, her things would be remembered. She wrote out the important document, with some help from Esther, and Amy felt relieved, eager to show Lori later that afternoon. When he arrived, she happily showed him the will, which he found quite amusing, though he could not laugh for fear of offending the little girl. She explained, and then anxiously asked,
"What about Beth? How is she?"
"Well, my dear, she's doing much better, now that your mother has returned, though one day she was quite ill and told Joe she wanted to give her piano to Meg, her cats to you, and the poor old doll to Joe. She was sorry she had so little to give, and left pieces of her hair for the rest of us, and her best love to Grandpa. She never thought of a will.
Is there really any danger about Beth?
Asked Amy, her eyes filled with tears.
I'm afraid there is, but we must hope for the best. So don't cry, dear.
And Lori put his arm around her, which was very comforting. When he had gone, she went to her little chapel and prayed for Beth, with tears running down her cheeks, feeling that a million green rings would not be enough to replace her gentle sister.